This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the Commandant of the Marine Corps is still waiting to get the all clear from his doctors since his January heart surgery. The Plum Book is one step closer to its hard copy demise. And some lawmakers worked over the weekend to deliver a package of six funding bills as the government shutdown bomb continues to tick. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Monday, March 4th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. With the shutdown clock resetting on Friday, Senate lawmakers got working over the weekend. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
House and Senate Appropriations Committee members agreed to a package of six funding bills on Sunday as a key first step to moving some agencies off of a continuing resolution. The minibus bill includes 2024 spending plans for the Departments of Agriculture, Justice, Commerce, Energy, Interior, Transportation, Housing and Urban Development, and Veterans Affairs. Many of these agencies are, once again, facing a lapse in appropriations on Saturday. The bill still must be approved by both houses of Congress before March 9th, both of which return to work on Tuesday afternoon. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The General Services Administration's top IT official says GSA made some honest mistakes when it purchased more than 100 cameras made in China. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has the details.
Chief Information Officer David Shive concedes GSA should have done a better job documenting its requirements when it bought 150 Chinese-manufactured video conferencing cameras in 2022. But Shive disputes that GSA violated the Trade Agreements Act because the purchases came under the $183,000 threshold. GSA's Inspector General says the purchase violated the TAA because GSA intended to buy more of the cameras after an initial pilot program. Lawmakers on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee called the situation a troubling episode. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
The Marine Corps' top officer might be back on the job in the next several weeks. General Eric Smith has been sidelined since late October when he had a heart attack near his home at the Marine Corps Barracks in Washington. Defense officials tell the Associated Press Smith was briefly in the Pentagon on Friday, and he'll return to his status as the Commandant of the Marine Corps after doctors clear him for duty. Smith underwent surgery to repair a heart valve in January. Agencies are on the hunt for better Freedom of Information Act technology. The Justice Department and the National Archives will team up to host the Next Gen FOIA Tech Showcase. That's on March 14th and 15th. The goal is to identify technologies, including artificial intelligence, that can help agencies with FOIA case processing and backlog challenges. Initial submissions to participate in the FOIA Showcase are due by March 29th. The Senate has confirmed Admiral Samuel Paparo to lead the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
Senate confirms Admiral Samuel Paparo as the commander of the United States Indo-Pacific Command by a voice vote. Paparo will replace Admiral John Aquilino, who is retiring this spring. During his confirmation hearing, Paparo pledged to address gaps in intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities. He also pledged to improve airfields, seaports, and warehousing to decrease logistics vulnerabilities. Paparo currently leads the United States Pacific Fleet. He was nominated for the new role last August. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Federal investors found mostly positive news in February's thrift savings plan returns. After a disappointing start of the year, most funds posted positive returns in January. The Small Cap Stock Index S Fund led the positive news with a 6% return, bouncing back from last month's negative showing. The Fixed Income F Fund continued to post negative returns in February, resuming a two-month slide. The Common Stock C Fund continues the good news with above 30% growth for the last 12 months, while all life cycle funds remained positive. Around for decades, the hard copy version of the Plum Book is one step closer to its demise. The book identifies some 9,000 presidential appointed and other positions within the federal government. The Office of Personnel Management issued data collection requirements, data standards, and other guidance for agencies to update their information on its new website. OPM launched the new PlumBook portal last December. Through the website, OPM requires agencies to list every position that is appointed by the president, Senate confirmed, and a part of the senior executive service. OPM says agencies should update their positions at least annually, detailing 11 different elements, including pay plan, geographical location, and any vacant positions. The Defense Information Systems Agency has awarded Palantir a $9.8 million other transaction agreement for joint electromagnetic spectrum operations. Over the next 12 months, the agency's Program Executive Office for Spectrum will work with U.S. Strategic Command, the operational sponsor, and Palantir to deliver a planning tool that can automate operational electromagnetic spectrum planning processes. The Pentagon says it's looking to increase interoperability between combatant commands, joint task forces, and the military components that make up those joint groups. The top Democrat on the House Ways and Means Oversight Subcommittee is asking the Government Accountability Office for a full assessment on how the IRS can use AI to meet its missions. New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell says he's looking for ways to balance AI's efficiencies against the downsides. One of them, he says, is the fact that oversight bodies like Congress can't quite tell how AI models are weighing various factors in their decision-making. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Monday, March 4th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.